Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. It's not often that we get to talk to an artist who is from another country and another culture and sings different styles of music in different languages. Today, we are treated with the presence of a very lovely and talented Jamirye. And Jamirye is from Nigeria, where there seems to be a lot of tremendous talent coming out of Nigeria these days. There's so many great singers out of Nigeria. It's great to have you on the show. We welcome you to Border Crossings, to the Voice of America. I read where you performed for the president of Nigeria recently.
Oh, wow. Yes. I welcomed the president to Paris, in Paris. That was in June. Yeah, and thanks for having me on the show. And in case you do not know, I'm Nigerian American as well. So, yes.
Oh, you're American as well. So you have a home here in the U.S. as well?
Exactly. I do. I'm from Pennsylvania as well. Mm-hmm.
And you were studying and you were preparing for a big music career. And then I guess your mom got ill and you had to go back to Nigeria and focus on taking care of your mother.
My mom was sick. That was in 2005. And I took off. I stopped my schooling at the time to focus on taking care of her for almost 2 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how is she doing now?
She's doing great. Fantastic.
Wonderful.
I'm so happy to see her right now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I'm sure, you know, with Christmas coming up and Kwanzaa coming up and all the other holidays coming up, it's an exciting time for you. And what was the biggest change for you? Moving, because we have a lot of viewers in Nigeria. So what was the biggest change for you moving from Nigeria to the United States?
Oh, my God. A lot of, a whole lot. First, I'll start with the English. Sometimes some words, you got to say, oh, stay in line. We say queue and then we hear line. We say fries. We say, we say chips. And then you wanna buy chips. They said, no, it's French fries. And I was like, what's all this? You know,
it's a lot. Right. So in America, it's very different than British, because the British English is Q, a boot, you know, a boot. Because I lived in Hong Kong where they spoke British English. And I had to, you know, everybody put your stuff in the boot. And I'm saying, put my stuff in the boot.
In the trunk.
My suitcase is not going to fit in a boot. No, in the trunk.
In the trunk, yeah.
Jamirye is
adjusting back to Nigerian English whenever I'm in Nigeria and I'm speaking American English, and they're like, "What are you saying?" I said, "Oh, God bless America." Now it's all in my head.
So, what does Jamirye mean? What's the origin of your name that your parents gave you?
Jamirye simply means "Let me see the beautiful things of life. Let me see life." That's what Jamirye means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a beautiful name. Are you an only child? Are you part of a big family?
Oh, I'm part of a big family. I'm the third of the family of four. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big. Yeah. Uh-huh. So what made you decide to go into music? What was it about music that attracted you?
For me, I think music chose me. I always say this because been singing since I was a child, and I opened my mouth, and whenever I sing, people go like, oh my God, wow, you sound so great. And I started to notice a lot of people give me all sort of emotions. People cry. I'm like, what's going on? And then, can you say that again, sing that again, that particular song? And then it dawned on me that this is a calling for me. I have to do this. I have to do this. I didn't choose myself. Music chose me.
Well, that's wonderful. That's a great story. I mean,
thank you.
And I know that you were a little bit nervous. You didn't want to get judged when you first started. You were kind of hesitant to express yourself. Looks like you've got more confidence now. You're not so worried about being judged anymore.
Not anymore. Right now, I'm very comfortable. I do exactly what I'm meant to do. Mm-hmm. And then I let people have their opinion, but it's okay.
Life. You're going to do a couple songs for us on the show. What's the first song that you're going to perform for us?
Okay. The first song is my latest release. It's titled Tule. Tule means let it go, surrender, release. Be free. Yes.
You're free. All right. Well, here is Jamirye with Tule on Border Crossings.
You to give me pleasure. Hey. I like the way you take it control. See, I swear I touch you to give me seizure. And now your love gets up to my soul. I like the way you the tiki taka. How you hold it down like a don dada. Hey, I swear I'll never love another, love another, love another. Hey, I like the way you the tiki taka, how you hold it down like a don dada. Hey, I swear I'll never love another, love another, love another. You make me the tule, you make my heart a tule, boy. Not for you, I the tule, yeah, yeah. Oh boy, I the tule, tule, tule. You made me the tule, ay, ay. You made my heart a tule, boy. Not for you, I the tule. Oh, oh boy, I the tule, tule, tule. Oh, oh. They making me the jogodo, making me the dancey as on toe. What do you give me? I don't know, I don't know. This love they making me the jogodo, making me the dancey as on toe. What do you give me? I don't know, I don't know. Taking my love, taking my ego. Where you lead me, I go follow. We go to party the Carico, from Lagos to Morocco. I like the way tiki taka, how you hold it down like a don dada. Hey, I saw I never love another, love another, love another. Hey, tiki taka, how you hold it down like a don dada. Hey. I swear I'll never love another, love another, love another. You make me the tule, you make my heart a tule, boy. Not for you, I the tule, hey. Oh boy, I the tule, tule, tule. You make me the tule, hey, yeah. You make my heart a tule, boy. Not for you, I the tule. Oh boy, I'm the tule, tule, tule. Oh, 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 oh.
Border Crossings, and that is Jamirie, who's our guest. Tule is the name of the new single. Is this song on an album, or is it just a single release?
It's a single right now.
Mm-hmm. Single. Do you have plans for an album or an EP?
Yes, an EP first and then album afterwards. Yes.
And then tour? I mean, you're in Paris right now. So oh, yeah. is are you there for work or pleasure?
I like the word pleasure because that's the first line in my music. In Tule. Yeah, I'm here for both. And life also. I fell in love with Paris as well. So
That's great. That's wonderful. And so I see you do so many different styles of music, anything from reggae to country to blues. And of course you have Afro beats, juju, and you even mix in Indian songs into your style. So you have quite a collection of music, I guess, quite a diverse collection.
I'm influenced by all these type of music, but I do not do Indian songs. But I'm influenced by all of this music I've listened to growing up. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I guess that's what I was trying to say earlier. I have a sort of influence, yeah. Then I do my Afrobeat, Afro mm-hmm. soul, traditional jazz, and all of that, yeah.
You must be excited that the Grammys have added an African music category this year for the first time.
Yes. I'm excited.
There's been a lot of great talent, you know, Rema and quite a few others have come out with music. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you're nominated for a Grammy. If you haven't been yet, you're going to be, I'm sure, not too long from now. As talented as you are. You were named Global Peace Ambassador by the African Peace Magazine. You're the Afropop Queen. The International Cultural Ambassador, a couple of honors that you have managed to collect.
Thank you. I am humbled.
You're
Thank
humbled. You. Do you write your own music?
I do. I write my own music, yes.
Where do you get your inspiration? Where does most of your inspiration come from?
Things happening around me, things happening around the world, things my friends. Random strangers I just meet on the train tell me stuff, and mm-hmm. then on the street people just want to talk, and then when I read, I find inspiration in so many things. I'm not boxed into just one experience. I'm open to a lot of things, and then that kind of like I open myself so I can write about everything and anything that put my mind on. And of course, my personal experience as well about life. Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And how has your life been? Have you had a good life, a hard life? Tell us about the journey of Jamiria.
Wow. Life has been, it's been a mix of everything, the good, the bad, and then sometimes, tough times also. Mm-hmm. I would say one of my toughest was when I gave up schooling just to be at the hospital. I lived at the hospital for like 2 years. I mean, a year plus. And then, in Africa, sometimes we don't have that kind of healthcare system like here in the US or Paris. And it was a lot for me in some of the hospitals. So I had to stay with my mom to ensure that she gets the best of treatment. And I, giving up my education at the time just to be there for her, it was really hard. But it was a thing of joy that I was able to do it. So it's a mixed feeling, and then mm-hmm. seeing the result when she came back to life and healthy. And that just gave me all the energy that I needed to move on, knowing that anything can be achieved. She became my strength at the time. So life I've had my shares of, ups, down, but I can say that was about one of the toughest moments of my life. And that made me see the beauty of African women, the beauty of women in general, as a matter of fact, and I've written so many songs about women, by the way, because I just kept, it kept coming back to me. I saw people that didn't have nobody, just nobody to check on them at the hospital. And that really got me, I became close to strangers just to make sure they are okay. So this was like firsthand for me, my humanitarian, I don't have the words for it, but it kind of exposed me to a whole lot of things. And seeing people that didn't make it alive and then nobody to care for them, it was really tough on me for a very, very long time. But then my music kept writing. And that mm-hmm. kind of, brought me back to life. And I went back to school afterwards, and almost everything I missed, I got them back. I went back to school. I went back to the music, and I'm back. And right here, I'm talking.
You're
to
back. She's back. Jamiria's back. Yeah. In America. What do you miss most about Nigeria? I mean, you've got to miss something. The food? What is it?
The food?
The food. What do people, excuse my ignorance. I've been to South Africa, and that's been my only visit to Africa. What is a typical Nigerian meal? What do people in Nigeria eat?
Oh my God, Nigeria. We love, of course, we have the Niger jollof, which we believe it's the best jollof in the world. When the Ghanaians try to compete with that, they said Niger jollof, Ghanaian jollof. I'm sorry, y'all, my Ghanaian friends, I love y'all to death, but Niger jollof is still number one in the entire world. Copy that.
Well, we're on in Ghana, so stay tuned to Ghana. Don't tune out. Okay. I'm sure, you know. So, Jamirie, have you collaborated, I'm guessing, with some artists? Have you done collaborations before, or would you like to do?
I've done some collaborations before, and I'm still working on one right now, and some right now. I work with the Grammy Award-winning producer, Dr. McPherson. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer. We worked on a track called Knocking on Heaven's Door, which was featured at the... World Cup in Rio, I think 2015 or 16, it was featured. I wrote this song and I sang it, and then it was produced by this producer, great guy, and I had the Spelman Choir, you know, Spelman College Choir worked on the track with me and a couple of collaborators. It was a great one. And then I presently I'm working with some group, Amazon There's a Freak, this wonderful woman, which Mama Angelique Kidjo happened to be one of them. Legendary Angelique Kidjo, Neka, a couple of Fatoumata Diarra, I think a couple of the artists that put their voice on this project, and I'm working with them right now. So I've done a couple of collaborations, and I'm still getting more done at this moment.
And I'd like to ask, because I always ask my guests, if you could name three artists you'd like to collaborate with, you want on your wish list to collaborate with, that are either dead or alive, that you wish you could collaborate with.
Dead, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. All right.
I love her. Alive. Yes. Alive. Mama Angelique Kidjo. I call her the legendary queen of African music.
Yes.
Alive. And of course, this is the toughest, because I have like five, but I'll just skip it one more. Okay. Alan Burna Boy.
All right. Burna Boy. That's cool. I mean, that's, like I say, there's a lot of great music coming out of Africa. That's fantastic. And, you know, it's such a pleasure to have you on. You know, I when I saw the email about your new music and your music career, I got very excited, because I know we are very popular in Nigeria. We are broadcasting to 100 countries around the world.
So cool.
And so I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity to give Nigeria some spotlight, you know, to shine a little spotlight. Even though you call America home too, I mean, you're Nigerian by blood,
yes.
Always. Always in for. So are you going to do another song for us?
Why not? Sure.
Why
yes.
not? What's the next song?
It's called Tambele.
What is it about?
Tambele means don't worry, be happy. It's my word. I created that. It's just Tambele. And I tagged it Tambele.
Really?
And, yeah.
But you're very young. You know, there's a 1980 song called Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
There you go, Bobby McFerrin. That's I love it. And how do you say the name of the song?
Tambele.
Tambele. Here is Jamirie on Border Crossings.
Hey, I got a new dance, hot like pepper soup. From the old to the young, it's gonna make your body rock, 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 rock. It's really easy, you can do it. You can do it anyhow, just turn around like you don't care. Tambele, bele, 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 ba. Just want to spend my last 5K. a migraine, and then it killed the heart attack. The people started jumping cause they were feeling fine. The city's greatest joy was its own new dance. Yippah!
Crossings, Tambele, be happy. What makes you happy?
Little things, a cup of tea. Simple things.
That's it. That's all it takes.
I'm telling you, simple things can make me happy. Just the simplest things can make me happy. Hmm. Just a walk in the park and looking at the ducks in the water, I'll just be like, oh my God. It doesn't take a whole lot to impress me. Just little simple things of life make me happy. Just seeing the smile on a child's face can just make me very happy. Mm-hmm. I am not that, you know,
That's great. What does it take to win your heart? If there's a male suitor out there trying to catch your eye, what's he got to do?
Just be real. Be yourself 100%. That's all. Be real. Do not try to impress me. Just be yourself. And if I like you, I'll fall for you. Flat.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Now, are you planning to tour? Is there a tour in the future?
Yes, yes. We're planning a tour for 2024. And I'm excited. I don't have access to all the dates right now. I would have shared. But there's a whole lot coming in 2024. And the team, they're putting together a whole lot. And I'm getting calls and say, what is the date? Can you check this date? Oh, sure. It's open. So, yes, 2024.
I saw a question that your publicist sent in that I really liked. What is the best advice you've been given and by who?
The best advice I've been given is by, I think it was something I read in a book. I'll say the Bible says, do unto others as you would want them to do to you.
Yes.
No, I always say that to everybody, like, would you want to be treated this way? If that's the answer, if it's yes, then do it to the next person. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest word. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sounds great. That great words to live by. Now, if people want to find you on the internet, social media sites, where do they go? Give me your social sites.
Okay. My social site for my Instagram is Jemirie, Jemirie. Facebook, Jemirie Adeniji is my last name. And on my Twitter, Jemirie A. My YouTube, Jemirie also, Adeniji. And it's Jemirie everywhere, basically. Mm. On my Spotify, it's Jemirie Adeniji. On everywhere, it's just Jemirie.
Jemirie.
Yes, Jemirie.
I've been saying your name wrong the whole show. Jemirie.
You said it perfect, Gemma Maria. That was
that's the best one. Saving the best for last. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm excited about the new music that you've got out. Tule is the new single, and she's planning a tour in 2024. And you can go on her socials. Do you have a website as well?
Yes, I do have a website. GemmaMariaMusic.com. That's my website. All right.
Easy enough. GemmaMariaMusic.com. And you can get the tour dates. Is this an international tour or a U.S. tour? Or what's the plan?
International tours, yes. You can get all the dates and all the scoop and whatever we're doing. Also, in my nonprofit, Ewa Global Initiative, also, we help women in Africa and youth. Yes.
Yes, so I read that, that you're very active in helping liberate African women.
Yes.
And a lot of people around the world take things for granted. They don't understand what it's like to not have clean water, not have shoes, not have a lot of the things, you know, to be second-class citizens, not even have a desk in school to sit at.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, those things are very difficult and very real. And you're working with charity to give back, which is wonderful. That's a great platform.
Thank you. Thank
do you have you advice you'd give to kids? What advice do you give to people who look up to you and want to become Jamirie?
I just tell them, go to school. Stay out of trouble. Do not, and I repeat, do not do drugs. And be yourself, your authentic self. Mm-hmm. Every other person is taken, and you need to love yourself unconditionally. Otherwise, you'll be depressed. You see all the fake pictures on social media. It's all filtered. So take it easy on yourself. You're doing just great. You're doing just fine.
I love your advice. And, you know, you said everybody else is already taken. Be yourself. I love that. That's a great way of putting it. Before we go, you know, so now we're into 2024. It's a new year. What are the resolutions Jamirie has made for the new year? What are your plans?
The new year, I'm telling myself that the word is for me to conquer. And without no fear, you know, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we really appreciate, you know, you taking time to join us. We appreciate the guys in the background not talking as much. And so that's okay. It's all right. Hey, you're in Paris. Why not enjoy Paris, right? Okay. But thank you so much for doing this, Jamirie. Congratulations to you on all your success.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the EP. Do you have an idea when you might be putting that out?
I'm going to drop another single very soon, say in February, and the EP around April, everything should be out, yes.
What's the name of the EP?
I cannot give you the name right now.
Oh, come on. Yes, you can. Just between you and I. We'll keep it just between you and I.
I'll tell you.
All right. Well, thank you, Jamirie. He's been our guest from Nigeria and America and currently in Paris. Great music. Tule is the name of the new song. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. You are watching VOA TV.